Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 14 of the minor prophets as we wrap up our study of Hosea. Today's title, Repent for Future Restoration. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 reads, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live. Our text today is Hosea chapter 13 and 14. When Ephraim spoke, there was trembling. He was exalted in Israel, but he incurred guilt through Baal and died. And now they sin more and more and make for themselves metal images, idols skillfully made of their silver, all of them the work of craftsmen. It is said of them, those who offer human sacrifice kiss calves. Therefore, they shall be like the morning mist, or like the dew that goes early away, like the chaff that swirls from the threshing floor, or like smoke from a window. But I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. You know no God but me, and besides me, there is no Savior. It was I who knew you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. But when they had grazed, they became full, they were filled, and their heart was lifted up. Therefore, they forgot me. So I am to them like a lion, like a leopard, I will lurk beside the way. I will fall upon them like a bear, robbed of her cubs. I will tear open their breast, and there I will devour them like a lion, as a wild beast would rip them open. He destroys you, O Israel, for you are against me, against your helper. Where now is your king to save you in all your cities? Where are all your rulers, those of whom you said, give me a king and princes? I gave you a king in my anger, and I took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is kept in store. The pangs of childbirth come for him, but he is an unwise son, for at the right time he does not present himself at the opening of the womb. I shall ransom them from the power of Sheol. I shall redeem them from death. O death, where are your plagues? O Sheol, where is your sting? Compassion is hidden from my eyes. Though he may flourish among his brothers, the east wind, the wind of the Lord, shall come, rising up from the wilderness, and his fountain shall dry up, his spring shall be parched, it shall strip his treasury of every precious thing. Samaria shall bear her guilt, because she has rebelled against her God, they shall fall by the sword. Their little ones shall be dashed in pieces, and their pregnant women ripped open. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, accept what is good, and we will pay with bulls the vows of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, and we will say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you, the orphan finds mercy. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall take root like the trees of Lebanon. His shoots shall spread out, his beauty shall be like the olive, and his fragrance like Lebanon. They shall return and dwell beneath my shadow. They shall flourish like the grain. They shall blossom like the vine. Their fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what have I to do with idols? It is I who answer and look after you. I am like an evergreen cypress. From me comes your fruit. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them. But transgressors stumble in them. Hosea 13 focuses on the arrogant attitude of the tribe of Ephraim. The name Ephraim occurs 37 times in the book of Hosea. At times, this references the whole northern kingdom of Israel. However, in this context, Hosea speaks to the specific tribe of Ephraim. You may recall that Ephraim, along with Manasseh, are the sons of Joseph. Now, while Manasseh was the firstborn, Jacob blessed Ephraim with that honor. Ephraim means fruitful. Both Ephraim and Manasseh were two of the most powerful tribes in Israel. This power is revealed by Hosea using the name Ephraim to describe the whole nation of Israel. With these blessings came arrogance and pride. Ephraim abandoned God and worshiped idols. Their ingratitude, compounded with their idolatry, made them severely unfruitful. When they forgot God's name, they failed to live up to theirs. The book of Hosea concludes with God's promises of restoration for the nation of Israel. That's in Hosea 14. Even though God's children forsook and forgot him, God would never abandon his children. God's perfect integrity guarantees that he always keeps his promises. His impeccable holiness demands that he brings judgment on sin. Thus, after the judgment was wrought, restoration could begin. Notice God's promises of what he would do and what would happen to Israel. These are in verses 4 through 7. I will heal. I will love them freely. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall blossom. He shall take root. They shall return. These promises would encourage Israel to repent and foretell their future restoration. God promised that one day in their future, they would be renewed and dwell beneath his shadow. Hosea closes his book with this declaration. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. If we are growing in wisdom, we should know that God's judgment is inevitable, but his love never fails. The lesson of God's judgment on sin should teach us all to seek to walk upright lives with the Lord. Some questions to consider. In what ways do God's promises encourage repentance and provide hope for your future restoration? How does God's love toward you during your unfaithfulness to him cause you to love him more? And finally, what has Hosea taught you about your walk with Jesus? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.